Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here from Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how many deals we are managing at any given time and how we choose which ones to complete. Jill, it's raining land deals right now. I see it on a computer every single morning. I can't wait to talk about this with you, but... Hey, as always, before we do, let's take a question.
Sure. Jonathan from Alabama asks, there are no tax sales here. How can I buy land for my house? Good question.
What does that mean, do you think?
What's up in Alabama? First question is, why are you living in Alabama? I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding. I know one of my best friends from years ago lives in Montgomery, Alabama, and I know she's very happy there. So, Stephen?
I think he means, how can I buy land to build a house on? Or how can I build? I think what he really means is, I want to buy land, or I want to buy inexpensive property right near here, and I can't find any tax sales.
Right. So, is there any chance that they're not? I mean, I don't know. I'm looking to you because I have not dealt with Alabama.
Well, there's virtually no, well, they have, I'm sure, from a statute standpoint, you have to have a tax. Some type of tax thing, but maybe there's somebody that, who knows? Maybe let's just say he's right. Let's say there's no tax sales. I think we're kind of in the business of sending mailers here.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would recommend is to send a mailer out to some highly focused areas that you want to buy a house in. Our data product, Data to Doorstep, works just as well with houses, if not better.
Mm-hmm.
Buying land. In fact, Jill and I are in the process of releasing a very specific program using the same data to help buy houses and help realtors get listings and all of that. So I would highly recommend, if you're having issues anywhere, not just Alabama, with buying properties inexpensively as you expect to implement the Data to Doorstep product that Jill and I have. But back to this tax sale thing. I mean, if you didn't want to buy it for just to buy a house, you could go straight to Florida. There's a great tax. They have a tax sale there every week in every county.
Except for just investment purposes and making some money to pay for your house in Alabama.
Hey, I guess here's the big picture answer to that question. You're never stuck. I don't care where you are in the country.
True.
There's the Data to Doorstep program that we have contains the best real estate data, in the country. It's the same data that First American Title uses to write policies. And it's not just a list. You're downloading from an active database. So there's, that is the right way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then just the big thing is too, don't give up. Just because you think you hit a brick wall, there's a workaround. There's a workaround for everything.
And think twice before you ask us questions, because we don't know how to answer them sometimes.
Yeah, very funny. How did this make it on? Just kidding. I'm teasing.
How did we come to a title, a program called Throwing Land at Jill?
Oh my gosh. It was based on last night in my car at 9 o'clock getting a call.
So I have a lot to say about this. At this point in your career, should you be taking like direct phone calls in a car?
Well, I didn't know. Okay. So here's the deal. We can flip a switch here in our office where calls can be forwarded anywhere to a certain person, whether we're in office or not in the office. I could have forwarded my phone. For whatever reason, I didn't know that the switch had been flipped.
Oh, I see.
And the calls were, okay, so here's the deal. Inbound calls were directly forwarded to my cell phone last night. Not the best night to be doing that.
What was going on last night, Jill?
I was at a wine tasting event. So this was post wine tasting event. Sure, I'll answer the phone. Well, okay, so I'm in my car too. I'm driving with my girlfriend, and this call pops in, and I didn't know who it was. I couldn't, because I didn't have my phone in with me. It was in the back seat in my purse. I couldn't see who it was. I could just see there's a call, and it's was like a weird time. I thought, you know what? I'm going to take this in case it's somebody important, you know, you or a kid or something. So I took the call and, you know, post drink and wine. And anyway, I'm obviously.
I knew what you were doing last night and I would never.
I know.
Call you during that.
I know. Well, thank you very much. Unless it was an emergency, right?
If anybody can wreck the wine tasting, it's me.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, yeah, guys were not invited on purpose, as you know, with this group. So anyway, I took the call and it was a guy was reaching out. He had emailed me. He took a photo of a legal description, basically. I got a photo of a legal description from a cell phone emailed to me, and that was it, with nothing. So I like replied back and I'm like, well, I'm assuming you want to sell this to me. And this was yesterday. And so I kind of need some more information. You know, what else do you, because I went looking it up and the guy's email and the name on the email doesn't match the seller. So I said, hey, I need a little more information. Whose name's on this? What's the deal? Blah, blah, blah. So that's the deal. He was calling me back last night from my email. Mm-hmm. And he was explaining his story like, oh, it's my friend. I'm trying to help him sell this property in Socorro County.
Yeah.
By the way. And
that's good stuff.
It is good stuff. So that's why I emailed the guy back. And I'm like, what's the deal? And so he's like, oh, okay. So
that deal hasn't made it into the database.
No.
I haven't seen it.
No, it hasn't. Because it's still, I'm still trying to find out who really owns it before
I have like 9 questions and I'm not going to interrupt you anymore. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So he's calling me to explain this story that it's my friend's property. He needs it sold. I told him I'd help him. So that's why I sent it to you. And I'm like, okay, great. My girlfriend's in the car looking at me cross-eyed like, does this happen to you all the time? I'm like, yeah, this is kind of how it goes. You know, like people just calling you randomly saying you want to buy this and we just want to get something out of it. We don't really care. You know, we'd like to make a profit, just need to get rid of it kind of thing. And she's looking at me like, wow. And I'm like, yeah, this is how it goes. Anyway, and it was funny because I asked him like, how did you hear about us? How did you find us? You know, you're a total unrelated third party. You don't even own the property. This is not your gig. So I went on the county site and there's a list of people there that are potential buyers because we have a track record of buying and selling a lot of property in there. You know, I'm like, nice. And we're on that list. And I'm like, fantastic.
I put us on that list like 6 years ago.
We didn't just randomly get on. I thought, okay, well, anyway, thank you. Well, we're on that list. And I was just like, okay, great. So it was perfect. So that's just one story of many people just blowing up my phone.
That's great.
Right now. So I have another one, too. I got to say that.
Well, you know, wait a minute. Okay. How big is this deal? How many acres is it?
You know what? He didn't even know. I got the legal description and I'm still just doing the initial looking it up.
So Socorro County is southwest and east, or just let's just say south of Albuquerque. And there's several subdivisions that are like, they're all pretty much made up of like 2.5 acre properties. And it's such a great, it's very, very set up to be like a commuter distance to Albuquerque. I've had a tremendous amount of luck.
Do you want to know the subdivision?
Yeah.
Rio Grande Estates?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. RGE is, I know it very, very well.
Okay. So. All right. He thought it was just like an acre. I'm like, I think it's bigger than that.
I think it is too.
Yeah. I'm like, he doesn't really know.
Those properties are, you know, I'm going to use a word I should never use, but those properties are very buildable. Buildable means something different to everybody. They're buildable for our group, our market type, mm-hmm. you know. So that doesn't necessarily mean there's sewers running through the subdivision or anything like that, but mm-hmm. no, that's great.
Yes. So.
And then here's my second question. Sure. And I'll tell you about, you can tell us about the second property. So do you control the phone forwarding yourself? Do you have to actually do something or do your people just take care of it for you? Because if it's yes to the first one, I'm going to make some changes today.
No way, people. No,
all kidding aside, you shouldn't be getting phone calls at a wine tasting.
I know.
I really mean that.
I know. We're having a talk today.
You just love it, don't you?
Well, part of it is I don't mind. I do love those calls. I mean, let's be honest. I love getting calls from sellers saying, hey, here's what I have. Do you want to buy it? I do love that. Okay. So I think there was a switch that got flipped in error, though. Last night.
Okay.
So it's,
I'm going to leave it alone. If you need my help, let me know.
I absolutely know where to go.
Let's hear about the next deal.
No, it was just kind of, I was going to follow up with just kind of what's going on. I mean, I have, so not only do I have these random calls and emails coming in, but people have been following up with me, you know, and saying, have you had time to review my property yet? And these sellers have been actually very understanding, and I've been telling them that, you know, look, I have a lot on my plate right now. I'm reviewing multiple deals, and I mean multiple.
You know, before we sat down to do the show, I looked really quick in the database at some of the most recent stuff that's in there, and I saw 40-acre properties, several in Texas, one in Oregon.
There's a Jeff Davis County again.
Yeah, there's you know, I mean, I could list them on and on, but it's all good property.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you go through waves where, for whatever reason, the properties there are just not, you know, they're just tiny little, and I'm not saying there's anything such thing as bad property, but all I'm saying is there's some super high quality property in there, and it's not based on any recent mailer we did. So that's just a testament to what 10 years of mailers will get you. It's
having a system.
Yeah.
I mean, once you flip the switch, if you just stay consistent and hang in there, it will keep coming and coming and coming and coming.
So, I mean, and like, let's say in 60 seconds or less, because you're newer at this than me, right? I've been doing this for 15 years, and I tend to be a little jaded.
Right.
But you're what, 6 or 7 years you've been doing this?
Since 2008, 2009.
So in 60 seconds or less, what would you say to somebody who's starting out? Because a lot of people that are listening, three or four people that are listening to this show, two of them are starting out.
Two of them. Well, the one that's still listening. No, I'm just kidding. I would say start a system. Don't panic if you don't get your phone ringing right away. Generally, you will get some stuff happening right away. But I'd say just create a system with everything and stick with it.
Get the data.
Well, that too. I mean,
don't hesitate to get the data.
Well, since you have an idea of how I should be answering this, Stephen, why don't you tell me?
When's the last time somebody said,
No, that's not what I want to hear. Well, then what do you want to hear?
The last time any member said anything like this? Oh, this just didn't work out the way I thought.
No, that's true. They won't. But
like, I've never heard that.
I just want to make sure that you just keep going and going and going. Don't stop. Don't turn off your phone. Don't whatever. The deals will come.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not that hard when you have the data and you have the tools and you have we tell you how to create your offer and what it should say and how to pretty much get it in the mail. And we tell you everything what to do. So you just need to do it.
What convinced you? Like, I never asked you these questions. So, man, this could be a whole different show, and I don't want to make this a 2-hour show, but like, what flipped the switch in your head? Like, man, there's something here.
I first saw your whole setup years ago and that, I knew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know what just flipped my switch? When I got past the first deal. So I bought a piece of property and I sold, cleaned it all up on the internet, you know, got new pictures and the whole thing and then sold it really quickly and got a check.
Yeah. That's probably
get past your first deal kind of thing.
Probably the same for me. Cause when I first started, you know, messing around on the side, remember you threw a bunch of properties at me and said, here, just follow this template, basically put them on eBay, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not saying anything, but you're like, how much money are you acquiring over there? You know, I'm like, do, 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 do. I'm just kind of over here putting it in the bank going, this works. And I didn't realize how easy it really was. People are checking out, they're paying. You know, back then it was a different billing system and it was super easy. I mean, it still is now. We have a new way of doing it, but it was all new to me. So
back then we had a single venue for sales, which was eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have like 12.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a little more complicated and it's slightly more work. Not really. I mean, most computers, we have a great system here. Mm-hmm. So computers pick up most of it, but man, the success of having multiple venues for sale.
Mm-hmm.
If there was anything I could go back and change, it would be that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have relied on one sale venue for so long.
Mm-hmm. So that's good. I mean, a lot of good came out of that.
Yeah.
So.
But man, I mean, to quote the title again, I know deals are just being thrown at us right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really gone through a dry spell at all, ever, but I've never gone. I don't recall when it's been this heavy.
Do you know what's funny? There is, for me, there's no such thing as a dry spell, because there's times I can go back and review other deals that I might have passed on,
mm-hmm.
and I might revive them. So it's never an issue.
Right, exactly.
Because I keep a list of all the deals that I do pass on, and then I might go back and go, you know, I didn't like that price then. I'm going to look at it again. Maybe we can meet in the middle. So, mm-hmm. and then it's they never really go away.
That's
I always have deals. So
isn't
it's
that funny. You can call somebody back 6 months later after everybody said, you couldn't get together on the price.
Right.
And you call them back 6 months later. And what shocks me about that is not so much the price and getting together, but it's that they just never sold it to anybody else.
Right. It's still there. They still have it.
You know, I don't know if they
I'm like, then why are you doing it? Why are we not agreeing on the price? If you're still trying to sell it, you know, 6 months later.
But wouldn't you think they'd have a file full of all the letters they ever got?
Well, I would think so. But I think, Stephen, some people don't. I don't know.
They keep our letter and no one
they
else's.
They keep ours. Maybe that's it. I'm sure there's a lot of
letters,
like those stupid postcards. I hate to harp on postcards, but
no, go ahead.
If you send me a postcard, I assume it's a pizza and I don't even look at it.
That's how I feel.
So, and if you, especially,
a pizza.
I do.
You mean a notice like a Domino's thing?
Yeah. I assume it's a new Chinese restaurant or a new pizza delivery thing down the street or, something like that. I don't even look at it. I toss it. I always think they're food related and they're silly.
You know, you were at a wine tasting last night.
Yeah.
So I got the whole house to myself.
Yeah.
And so I was watching, flipping through the channels, and Domino's has, they make their own car now.
They what?
A pizza delivery car. It's got lights and really, it's got.
What?
You got to see this. Yeah.
That. What?
Yeah. So it's got these little ovens in the back. And exactly. I had the same reaction. I'm like, what?
You're kidding me.
No.
What, is it being cooked? Is the finishing cooking being happening while it's being driven to my house?
They didn't say anything about that. They just said, when's, you know, who else do you know that makes their own car?
Not just the bag. It's like an oven in the back of the
Dude,
car.
It's a whole car ground up. I mean, I'm sure that they have one of the manufacturers make it for them, but
and then they,
it's like, it looks like
they retrofit it.
Yeah. So they drop another thing on top of it with ovens and stuff in the back, and it's got.
Is it a truck?
Lights. No, it's like a, it looks it like a
like
large.
Like a Prius?
It looks like a large Fiat, one of those bigger four-door Fiats, but only cooler.
I'm going to be looking for one of those now.
Yeah.
If I were them, I'd be driving that car around everywhere, handing out free samples.
I know you would.
Uh-huh. Like, I need it right now. I'm hungry. By the way, that was a great wine tasting last night.
Yeah, so let's hear it.
It was awesome.
Let's talk about fun stuff.
So it was outdoors because it's gorgeous right now. They're like, it's only a few months out of the year. We can do this. So we're outdoors. And it was a wide variety of people. We sat at this table, this like community table with like, it sat 12 maybe. But Sue and I were at the end, and there were these four moms. It was like mom's night out,
yeah.
And they were lit. I'm not kidding. So funny that.
Yeah, film that stuff.
Oh, my gosh. One of them could not even make it through. It was like five courses and wine paired with everything.
Uh-huh.
One of them couldn't make it through. She got to about three, and they had to put her in a cab. I'm totally serious.
Wow.
So the other three, it was so funny. They came back and hung with us, and we had so much fun. So, yeah.
That's great.
One didn't make it.
What was the food like?
Because the wine's just flowing, you know. So food was, off the charts. Like a duck sausage.
Oh.
They had mushroom goat cheese.
I've eaten nothing
egg
today.
Rolls. I mean, all made. The chef sits together, you know, with the wine, whatever they're called. Sommelier?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you very much. They were talking about that last night, and they were talking about, because my girlfriend is thinking about, she's a wine salesperson, and she's doing the next month's event. So anyway, they were talking about the whole wine thing and the levels, and all I could think of was, and I asked the guys, is this like the black belt of wine tasting? He goes, you know, you're exactly right. I said, I can hear it. It sounds like a level yellow, then you go to green, I might as well go for the black. You know, he's like, that's exactly right. And I'm like, okay. So they were talking about that. But no, the food was fantastic. You know, all gourmet awesomeness in small bites. You get to try a little bit. I mean, all kinds of different things to go with the wine. And it was just fantastic. I can't wait to go next month.
That's great. I'm starving now.
I know.
That's great. I'm glad you had a good time.
Thanks.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in real estate investment and in life. Man, it sounds like a blast.
It was fun. Yeah, nice people, good variety of people. And then, you know, the chef and the owner of the restaurant and then the sommelier, they walked around, you know, to say hello and talk about the wines and all that good stuff. What was interesting too, I don't know wines that well, clearly. But, you know, the difference, I mean, the point of the whole thing is, they want you to order wines in restaurants. They never want you to buy them in the store. Everybody makes more money.
Uh-huh.
And they exclusively will market wines only in restaurants, right. By the way. You cannot get them in the store. Just try. You can't.
Right.
So I was learning some about that.
Was it regional specific?
Napa. It was California. The Hess wine collection.
Oh, so they put it. Okay.
It was the Hess.
A vineyard put it on.
Uh-huh. Exactly. It was only that collection from the Hess Winery in Napa.
Okay.
So we got to taste it. My favorite was their, it was a blend. That was my favorite. I'm not a red, when I do drink wine, I drink usually white, I drink champagne. But I liked their blend red was my favorite of the reds. So it was really good.
Yeah, you're not. Okay, that's great.
Mm-hmm. So look at me.
So
I will look at that. I'm going to go. I walked away. I remembered Hess.
What their vineyard was trying to do. Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. And I know you're not a red wine drinker.
Yeah.
So that was your favorite there?
Yeah.
Everything they tried to accomplish.
Yeah.
So they you remembered the name.
Uh-huh.
They changed your mind a little bit on red wine.
Uh-huh.
And you're walking away on a radio show now.
Talking
about using their
name.
Right. And telling everybody it was great and going back next week.
They won.
Or month.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, my hat's off. That's great.
Yeah.
That's marketing right there.
It's true. That's true.
That's
they did a great job. And I'll remember that. So when I see that wine now on a menu, I'm going to have it. They did a great job.
I'm jealous.
By the way, and I paid to do there. I paid to go.
Did you really?
Yeah. It wasn't free, by the way. That's what's even funnier, but you get a little, it was a nice event. It was really well done. So I had a good time.
I have marketing jealousy right now.
Because how well they did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was true.
That's knocked it out of the park. Plus, you're in that demographic.
Like, I am in the right demographic.
You probably heard about it through Sue, right?
Yeah.
So, and she's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They got an A+ on that.
They did. They're making some money off that one last night.
That's great. Hey, I don't need to tell you because there's about 380 properties in our acquisition review scenario right now. So I don't need to tell you to let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.